G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia. My name is Susanna Duffy. In this episode of Left After Breakfast, I continue this series of revolutionary rhythms and songs of solidarity. And here are some songs of solidarity to commemorate Australian history of 171 years ago.
From every corner of the world, they came from all around. When in 1851 they struck gold upon the ground. Every voyage was a long one, months upon the stormy sea. Some to seek their fortune, others escaping slavery. What they found on the gold fields was rule by brutish thugs, discrimination and taxation mixed with swinging billy clubs. The gold was getting scarcer and cops were getting worse. The diggers burned their licenses and vowed to end this curse. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one, in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. The crown tried to divide them, giving preference to some. The diggers wouldn't have it, they said it's all of us or none. They built a stockade while the redcoats massed nearby, and they heard the miners shouting, "We're ready now to die." The rebel miners waited for whatever lay in store, and on one December morning in 1854, the redcoats attacked the camp. Dozens there would fall amongst these brave gold diggers who'd risen to the call. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one, in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. The army thought it was over and things go their way. But when 15,000 miners rallied a month later on the day, the crown conceded everything, all of their demands. They'd won an end to license fees, the right to vote and land. So here's to Joe and Charlie, Waller and the rest. They drew the battle lines and put crown rule to the test. The diggers may have lost the battle, but they quickly won the day. And those shots fired in Victoria were heard 10,000 miles away. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one, in Ballarat beneath the southern sun. They swore an oath beneath the Southern Cross. They'd stand together and break the license laws. From 20 different nations they gathered here as one, in Ballarat beneath the southern sun.
A rousing song, yeah. David Rovick's my favourite Eureka song. Not that there are many that you can find. And if you have a look for them, listener, be very careful, because the idea of Eureka has been misinterpreted and the idea of the flag has been stolen. And I'm talking about ultra-right-wing groups and people who call themselves sovereign citizens. So be very careful if you're looking for a Eureka Stockade song to play for your own pleasure.
3CR.
The gold rush hit Victoria about 1850, But by 1854, fortunes were at a low ebb. Diggers had to dig deeper and deeper and spend more and more to find gold. But still, they were limited to claims that were too small to be viable and were required to take out an expensive monthly gold license, payable in advance whether they found gold or not. Those without a license were remorselessly hunted by gold commissioners and police, many of whom were tinged with petty tyranny and corruption. The sheer number of diggers, the collapse of established social and political relationships, all helped generate radical democratic sentiment. Moreover, having left behind the injustices of the old world, the diggers hoped for political as well as economic freedom and were angry to find it lacking. One digger, Raffaele Carboni, complained that after travelling 16,000 miles to escape Austrian tyranny, he had met with new tyrannies under the Southern Cross. He found grievances inflicted upon us, not by crowned heads, but by blockheads.
It was in the year 1854 when the miners made a stand, united under one flag, pikes and rifles in their hands. They never thought it would come to this, what more could they do? The mining tax came with no rights, and many were overdue. They marched along 500 strong as one to Bakery Hill, men from nations far and wide not bending to the will of those who would ignore the pleas from the miners to be heard. Neath the Southern Cross they swore an oath, the time had passed for words. This is a freedom flag they fly, and the muskets roar. Men will die fighting for their rights to work as free men. As diggers in their stockade, they became Australian. Sun came up on that bloody morn of 1854. Old acquaintances crippled with shot, bodies battered and torn. Although outnumbered 3-1, no mercy was shown them. When the smoke had finally cleared, a score or more lay dead. Our history down through the years has seen many good men fall, fighting side by side with mates, their backs against the wall. Though these miners lost that day, they won out in the end. As that Southern Cross unfurls, we will remember them. This is a freedom flag they fly, and the muskets roar. Okay, made a stand. This is the freedom flag they fought, and the muskets roar. Too many were die fighting for their rights to work as free men. Those diggers in their stockade, they became. Australia. Australian.
Another rousing song from Terry Bennett. Terry Bennett is a country singer from Western Australia, usually accompanied by a brother and sister, and sometimes their mother. Good on you, Terry. Good song about Eureka.
3CR.
You're listening to Left After Breakfast here on 3CR. And in this episode of Songs of Solidarity, I'm playing some music in memory of the Eureka Stockade. Discontent brewed among the diggers, and protest meetings were held. They chose an Irish digger, Peter Lawler, as their leader, and several hundred diggers took up arms. And a vow was taken to fight together for their rights and liberty.
We swear by the Southern Cross to stand truly by each other and defend our rights and liberties.
A rough stockade built of mining timbers was constructed on a hillside. Within it, diggers drilled and gathered weapons for the purpose of repelling the next license hunt. Emissaries were sent to nearby goldfields to call more diggers to the fight.
'Twas the month of December, the year 54, when the men of Eureka rebelled. And they swore that the flag they had made for themselves ever bravely aloft would be held. The miners took arms in the stockade that day. Their bold words went from mouth to mouth. We stand by this flag and the stars that it bears, white stars of the cross of the South. The hot blood of freedom ran fast in their veins, but one man there was they obeyed. A hero of heroes they chose from their ranks, Peter Lawler their leader they made. Peter Lawler cried, now you must stand by your guns, fear not the cannon's red mouth, for I see that the soldiers are gathering now to tear down the cross of the South. Captain Thomas, he charged the Eureka stockade with 300 troops by his side. Fire and steel met them then, and they fell back again, but the first of the miners had died. The smoke of the battle had scarce cleared away when the soldiers came charging once more, and the miners were killed as they stood round the flag or fell from the wounds that they bore. Bold Peter Lawler lay shot on the ground where the soldiers had left him for dead, and the flag that he loved lay there by his side, white stars all stained with red. Peter Lawler, he rose on his knees in the dust. These wild words poured from his mouth. You can murder us all in black tyranny's name, but you can't kill the cross of the South.
You can murder us all in black tyranny's name, but you can't kill the cross of the South. Now, that's fighting words for you, isn't it? And that's the Ballad of Eureka from the Robert O'Hara Burke story by Lazy Harry. You may have noticed that that is actually the melody of an Irish song, Kelly, the Boy from Killeen. Same thing. Tyranny. We will fight it. We might be killed for it, but we will defeat it in the end. Stirring songs indeed 3CR. On the 3rd of December 1854, a Sunday morning, a government force of English soldiers and Victorian police stormed the stockade, and a battle lasting less than 1 hour followed. By the end of the conflict, 33 miners and 5 soldiers were dead.
I can hear them in the distance coming over the hills. Marching of the feet sounds so battle drilled. Standing in the gold fields with mud on my boots. Won't be long now for the moment of truth. I hear a piper and a drum. See sticks against guns. Armageddon has begun. Nowhere to run. Peter Layla talking with his head in the air. I see a silhouette. To the wall in the miner's squeeze. I hear a piper and a drum. Sticks against guns. Armageddon has begun. Nowhere to run. The red coats look like murder and the black coats like birds of prey.
Heavy, noisy song there from Russell Morris called, strangely enough, Eureka. And it's only 10 years old. So 10 years ago, Russell Morris was still putting down some music. And I say that in all surprise because to me, Russell Morris is pretty much as old as Eureka. Let me tell you about Russell Morris. We went to Melbourne Uni Arts Ball together, and we sang on stage a Peter, Paul and Mary song, which I've forgotten. That would have been 1963, so that's a long time ago. When Russell and I parted company, that's when his career took off. But I'm glad to see he's still going and still getting stuff down, and what a good idea to go for Eureka.
Daniel came from a distant land, driven from his native home. Came to the lucky country shores, he was 18 years old. Haunted by famine and poverty, and the stories he'd been told. He headed north from Melbourne town in search of Ballarat gold. Claim on a worthless plot of ground. He worked the land with his two bare hands, with barely anything he found, till the license fees became too great for honest men to pay. The rich may have their tables set, but the poor will have their day.
And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus.
Work was hard, the rewards were small, on the fields at Ballarat. License hunts got worse and worse, the government saw to that. Then the cry went up that the traps were out, and they were hunting free men like criminals at the point of a gun.
And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus.
Men who sat seats of judgment, delirious with power, were blind to the wrongs of Ballarat from behind their ivory tower. Till the big red hill, when the world stood still, they all rallied men to be free. And he raised a cry under a southern cross, we'll die for liberty.
And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. We'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus.
What drives a man to take up arms and risk both life and limb? What rallies men together to fight and not give in? We suffered in justice and the greed. No more, cried the Eureka men, demand equality.
And we'll sing a rebel song, as others did before us. And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus.
And we'll raise a rebel flag, join in a rebel chorus.
Shane Howard with a song for Eureka and a message that we should always remember. So we must fly a rebel flag as others did before us. And we must sing a rebel song and join in rebel chorus. We'll make the tyrants feel the sting of those that they would throttle. They needn't say the fault is ours, if blood should stain the wattle. We have holidays for a horse race, for a football match, and for spurious birthdays of faraway monarchs. But where is the holiday for the diggers on the Victorian goldfields? While you're waiting for that, I hope you enjoyed listening to Songs of Solidarity about the Eureka Stockade. Never forget the stockade.
Treated us all like dogs. They say we were born to grow with pain until we ran down like rusty cogs. We're miserable souls of hungry slaves. They worked us till the day we were paid, but not for long because we rebelled, fighting at the Eureka Stockade. Eureka Stockade. Our leaders were Ned, Morgan and Hall, examples of gentlemen who helped us all. Fight back, you slaves, it's the last chance we have. Fight back now, they're heading for a fall. Let us join and unite, with nothing to lose. We'll stand and fight, yes, I've a few clues. Withdraw our labor and let us say, for a good cause, we'll sacrifice our pay. Sacrifice our pay. We'll struggle to win. We can't be defeated. We have the numbers to jack the high-seated. What's that I hear? That we've won. Pity on those who receive none. Dirty scabs. Dirty scabs. Bastards, what gold was worth. We don't want no license, gonna cost the earth. We showed them politicians and that faraway king that we're working class and we got our own dreams. Yes, we've got our own dreams. Eureka, 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 Eureka Stockade.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.